Sure. Well, thanks, Kathy. My name is Mike Brooks, and I am very excited to be able to talk to you all today. I run a school in Connecticut, and it's called Zandri's Martial Arts with my business partner, Mike Zandri. The reason I'm excited about doing this is because what I get to share with you today is something that really is a fortune changer. It does unbelievable things to your student count and your income, and I know this because I've seen it work not just with my school, but with other schools, and it works again and again and again for people who use it. Now, the presentation that I'm doing today I had done at the Super Show this past year for Maya, and the folks who attended it had some really good comments to say, and I've gotten some feedback that they've actually used this, so really excited about that. The thing I'm talking about is integrated sales, and it's what we're calling it what's going to turn special events into money-making machines, because that's a real easy way to learn about this system. But more importantly, it can turn the school into a money-making machine. The purpose of integrated sales is for you to work smarter, not harder, so that you can make more money with less effort. And that's the goal of today's call. Now, you'll notice on the website, if you're able to see the consulting website here, the teleseminar worksheets are on the bottom right. And there's just two quick worksheets in there, and if you can print them off, the last worksheet is actually going to be a template that you guys can use we're going to kind of play along. So it's a play along at home thing. I have a template that I use. It's actually a Word document template, and what I do is I go in whenever I'm planning something, planning an event at my school, I go into Word, I open up that document template, and it simply allows me to pre-populate things. So it's like a little form that's easier to use, and I keep after a while, you end up having a little operations manual of how to do things. So it's really strong. If anybody's interested in that, I'm going to give my email address out. You guys feel free to email me, and I'm happy to send that to you. I did the same thing for the folks at the Super Show. My email address is mbrooks, that's as in Mike Brooks, M-B-R-O-O-K-S, at zkick.com. That's zkick.com. I also have a website that you can go to. It's a free website. It's just some information and useful tips. It's called growyourdojo.com, and that's a free website that I run. Now, one important note for today that I feel it's really important to talk about. I'm going to climb up my soapbox here for a moment. You have to be okay with the idea that it's good to make money. Now, I know a lot of martial arts school owners that do their thing. They do this as a part-time job because of the love of the art. And a lot of times they equate that aspect of it with money is bad. I do it full-time for the love of the art. But I'm also a business owner, and my job is to build a viable business that can serve the community and sustain its shareholders, which is me, my family, my partner Mike Zandri and his family, all the employees who work for us and depend on us to pay their mortgage and rent or buy groceries or, in case of our teenagers, to buy video games and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And the most important shareholders of all are our members. Running it like a club and not caring about money puts you in the position to not be able to pay your bills when things get tough. And when you can't pay your bills, you can't stay open. And the members of your school who are in it for the long haul, who want their black belts, who want to be instructors, these are the people whose hearts break and whose spirits are crushed if you go out of business. They're counting on you to stay open as much as your family is. So my pledge is always to provide the best martial arts experience possible with the highest level of customer service, but to never have to tell my students that they have to find a new school because we can't afford to pay the bills. The fact is, this call really is about making money. There's always this perception, and it isn't just in the martial arts. It's many small business owners in many industries that just don't want to act or look greedy or like some big corporate machine that only cares about making money. Well, we are all watching Wall Street burn right now with these companies who played the game wrong, and they're going under now. But here's the deal. A business needs money to thrive and survive. It's the food that keeps the company moving forward. Starve the company, it dies. So what I want to get across is don't equate money with greed. Do the right thing. Run your business ethically and honestly, but feed it. And then, yes, enjoy the benefits of your risk, which is to live in a nice house, have a nice car, go on nice vacations. You took all the risk. You deserve a higher level of reward. So if you think about making money as a bad thing, you're really not going to enjoy this call. So hopefully I can convince you making money is a great thing that benefits everyone concerned. I do say this because as Wall Street burns and the housing crisis causes a rippling effect all over the country and oil prices are poised to stay quite high, not necessarily that we're in a recession, but everybody's talking about it, the country is really experiencing this purging. Companies that run ineffectively and don't play by the rules aren't going to survive. It's getting harder and harder to keep and get new students. We have to become as professional as we possibly can be to continue to be successful. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now, and I hope I inspired anybody that's out there who really looks at money in that kind of funny way, because I went through it. I don't want to paint a grim view of the economy, but you know, I hope you don't get that from my little speech there. I'm actually very optimistic because you know I know there's going to be less competition out there as the country refocuses and we're going to be poised to grow. So anyway, we're members of a coaching and mentoring program called Maya Elite Plus. Now, I first discovered this strategy, the integrated sales process that I'm going to talk to you guys about today, in our very first Elite seminar. And we've made this a central strategy to how we run our school. Every time we do something, integrated sales is part of this process. It takes some action and planning. You do have to be organized to make it work, but once you get this done, it's extremely simple and easy to use. But you do have to be disciplined to always use it. You have to be an action taker. This system is at the core of all the success that our school has had. It all starts with integrated sales. It's responsible for thousands of dollars being generated in our school and other schools where there was really no money being generated before. Now, not only has it generated money, it generates students, it improves retention, but the best part is it's something that you guys can implement right now when you get off this call. So I would take these notes and immediately change your next you can take these notes and immediately change your next special event and have much better results than you might have had. What is integrated sales and why is it important? There's 5 profit centers in any school. There's big schools that may also be landlords or they invest in other businesses outside the martial arts, but these we really don't count these for generating income as a result of running our martial arts school. A profit center is a functional area of your martial arts school that can and should generate profits. One of the biggest challenges in running a school is to keep all of those plates spinning at the same time. And integrated sales really will help you do this. So the first, I'm going to go through these 5 profit centers, and you'll see on my first slide, it shows them with arrows pointing into them, because really we're going to work on how one's going to feed into the other. So the first profit center I'm going to talk about is new students. This is a profit center the day they sign up. The new students are the lifeblood of our schools. Without new students, any school is going to die. There's absolutely no such thing as a zero dropout rate. If someone ever tells you they have a zero dropout rate, you should slowly back away because they don't have a firm mental grasp on reality. People move. Students go off to college. They become disabled. They lose their job and have no way to pay you and have to quit. They end up dying, unfortunately. And yes, I don't care how good your program is, they decide martial arts is no longer a priority in their lives for whatever reason. Now, these are the normal, acceptable reasons that we know we're going to lose these students every month. I mean, look, let's say you have a person hang on for 5 years. Maybe they get their black belt, their second-degree black belt. That's awesome. You've retained that person. You've done a great job. But then, you know, he goes off to college or he's got to work to pay for his new car, or he has to go to driver's ed, or something gets in the way and he can't come anymore. But that's the normal thing. Now there's other issues. Who's had students quit because they hate to spar, or it's too hard, or they don't like patterns, they find it too boring, or they find it too difficult, or they don't like the instructor. I had once found out after 15 years that a student quit because I corrected his technique and he took it personally. He ended up being afraid to come to classes. And fortunately, I didn't own the school at the time, so it was okay. But it used to be that 5% quit rate was doing very well. And depending on who you speak with, it's generally higher now. The number we're hearing is anywhere from 8% to 10%. But if you're doing 5%, you're doing really, really good job of keeping students. If you're under 10%, you're doing pretty good. So we know that schools are going to lose these percentages. So you must bring in new students every single month simply to stay where you are. Without new students, our schools are going to die. Want to know how many new students you need to grow? your quit rate is going to tell you that. So you should be able to look at your quit rate, your attrition rate over the course of the years, and know how many students you even need to target each month. And that's where keeping stats is so important, but that's a whole other conference call. Now, what I touched on in that example a little bit also is retention, and that's very important to our schools as well. Obviously, it's as important as getting new students. Retention is our second profit center. Now, while a new student is a profit center the day they sign up, they are a profit center as they are retained. So some people might argue that it's not a profit center, but unless you cash everyone out, you do get a monthly check. So your monthly billing check is your retention profit center. And obviously you want them to continue past their 6 month, 1 year, 2 year, whatever your term membership is, or if it's month to month, you want them to continue on a regular basis. That's retention. Very, very important profit center. The third profit center is special events. If you do a special event correctly, it's going to generate income. And this falls under the special event profit center. Now, it's highly recommended to do at least one income-generating special event every month. And with that, I'll tell you, it is a income-generating special event that we're talking about, not a free special event. If it's a free special event, it will fall under a different profit center. If the event is Stranger Danger class for non-students, for example, the profit center is likely new students. Let's see what counts as a special event. Let's go over some income-generating special events or belt graduations, if you're charging for them, movie night, tournaments. There's any special event that you have that you take a dollar over the counter for is an income-generating special event and goes into that profit center. So it's any time we collect dollars from the event itself. Now, if it's a fun event, again, like, let's say, a pizza party that's free, it is a retention event. Or a buddy day is also a special event, but the goal is to get new students. So the buddy day profit, the buddy day falls under a new student profit center. And the where are we? Retail is a profit center. Now, I know you can't raise your hands, but I'm guaranteeing there's some people on here who just hate retail and find it a giant pain in the butt to maintain a quality pro shop. We're martial artists. We're not retail outlets. It really can be hard to keep up a quality pro shop. You have to rotate your rack at least once a month. There's a whole psychology to how to create displays. This goes way above and beyond what I'm good at. It's not my area of expertise by any stretch of the imagination, but it is indeed a very important profit center in your school. And when done right, retail can count for a good amount of our gross, and not just during the December holidays. Now I'm going to show you that in our example when we go through. But think of packaging, new student packages, upgrade packages. Those are easy retail dollars to go after. Now let's go to our last profit center is upgrades. Now I'd actually make the argument that this is the most important profit center of all. Upgrades are really the only way you can make big money in your school. Period. If you're not running good upgrade programs, you're not making all that you can. It's going to help your growth, and it will help your retention in huge ways. This is an area where people can achieve huge results by adding or fixing an upgrade program. Now, I know some schools will say, well, I follow a model where we don't have upgrade programs, but our base price is very, very high. Like, for example, they think they don't need upgrade programs because they're charging $250 a month for one student. That's awesome, but here's the deal. This is what I contend is that if you're charging somebody $250 a month for a basic entry-level program, there's no way they can't afford another $25 a month. If the value's there, you can always get more money for more value, no matter how much you charge. I could kick myself for all the years that we didn't have them, and I could kick myself again for all the years that we were unable to maximize the profit center because we didn't have great upgrades. And by the way, if you don't have upgrades, I want to tell you that, think again, you do. We all have them, and we may not sell them and get money for them, but we all have them. The fact is that people like upgraded experiences. We want to fly first class. We might not want to all pay for it, but we all want to. When you get on a plane, you'll have some kind of upgraded experience that you got for yourself. You might have paid money for a book or a laptop or an iPod or alcohol on the plane that you snuck in if the plane doesn't offer it. So you're buying something to upgrade your experience. Just like if you don't offer it at your school, your students will find it somewhere else. How many people, think to yourself, how many of you have ever found out your students decided to take another art form from another school while still at your school? if you think you don't have one, you may not just have, you may have just not found them yet. I was that student. I wanted to learn judo, so I went to a school that offered it. I paid money for it. That's an upgrade. I made it for myself, but the owner of the school at the time didn't get any money for it, and she potentially risked losing me as a student. If she offered an add-on program for another $25 a month where I could learn a little judo, I would have upgraded in a heartbeat. So upgrading is a whole other teleconference too, but it's very important. So virtually everything we do is going to fall into one of these five profit centers, and that's why you see this first slide. It's just a visual to show you that they all tie in, can all tie in together. But what we're doing is compartmentalizing these things. We're placing things into the correct profit center. So someone buys something off the rack, it's retail. Someone wants to go into our leadership team, it's an upgrade. A birthday party or private lesson, that's an event. Buddy day goes into retention or new students, or if done right, both. They're having more fun, they're more likely to stay, that's retention. They bring a friend who enrolls, that goes into the new students compartment. Integrated sales is the process of mixing all these profit centers together to run more profitably, smoothly, and much easier with less effort. Most schools do one of these at a time. How many people have had an incredible new student month, but then you find out your retention is suffering because you're not paying attention to the current students? Or you upgrade lots of people, but then the end of the month you realize that you're at a record low new student month. That is the reality of running a martial arts school. Integrated sales will teach you how to do more of these at one time without making the process more complex. In fact, when you get good at this, it will simplify things greatly. If you're doing well in one area but lack in the others, you're in trouble. Not only is this something that will help, but it's something you have to do to really make the big money in the martial arts business. Now, we throw a pizza party and have a great event, or sell a square hand target and we make $5 to $10. That's a problem when you think about it, because to make these things work individually, we spend so much time and energy on each area alone. If we want to sell something, we only make a couple of dollars on that thing. If we want a new student, we have to advertise. If we want retention, we have to then explain how to use that hand target along the way that we've sold. So the integrated sales method is a way you can mix all these things together at once. If you can get four or five of these all working together at once, this is where you're going to really explode your success. Most schools do one of these things well. Schools that do two of these well are doing okay. Schools that do three or four of these well are doing good. And the schools that consistently do four to five of these well at the same time are mega successful schools. Now, one very important note, you cannot always do all five at once. You may not always be able to even do all four or four of them at once. The goal is to always try to do as many as you can at once. Like if you do a retention event that's free, you just cannot generate special event dollars. That's just not going to happen because it's a free event. So you've already crossed that profit center off. Now, if you take a look at the other page, this is an integrated sales model, and we're going to go through an example here. So if you hopefully you've got this printed off, and I'm going to take you through a movie night special event. And I'm going to say, for the sake of keeping this easy on my math, I'm going to say we've got 100 student school. And I'm going to say we charge $100 a month for our membership. That's just for my purposes. But insert your own dollars in here as you'd like. So let's say we're putting together a movie night. And what I want to do is I want to just make more than those special event dollars. I'm going to charge, let's say we charge $25 for it and we get 20 people to come. I believe that is $500 that we made on a special event. That's awesome. We're pretty happy with that. Now, if you are doing a good event, you're running a good quality event, you're going to hit your retention as well. So we're thinking it through. We want to make sure all the kids have fun. You know, if we're feeding the kids nothing but, you know, popcorn, candy, soda, we're going to have, and we're running them around, we might have a kid throw up on another kid, and that's really not going to be good for retention if you're the kid who gets thrown up on. So we want to make sure that these kids are having a good time. We all know this, that everyone's one step closer to black belt or one step closer to quitting. If you do a great event and they have an awesome time, they're one step closer to black belt. If they get thrown up on, they're one step closer to quitting. anything you can do to get your students into your school to interact in a fun, safe way without being thrown up on is covering our retention. Now, let's say we had our 20 students come and we charged $25 for it. We've made $500. Now, for 90 minutes, that's awesome. We also made the event a lot of fun. We planned it out. We had video games set up. We had a movie that we knew they'd all love because we asked them. We did maybe a questionnaire to have them vote on what movie they wanted so they're not coming and going, oh, God, this movie, I hate this movie. We had enough staff to keep the group controlled and a lot of fun activities planned out. So we hit our retention profit center as well as the special event profit center. We know that all these students are having a great time. The thing is policed great. Nobody leaving in tears. One kid did throw up, of course, but they made it into the toilet. And it wasn't our fault. Parents sent them in with the flu. So the retention center is hit. The special event profit center is hit. But now on the flyer when we're promoting this, we're going to add a special line on the flyer that says buddies come for free. Then we say if they bring a buddy, they get to pull a toy from a giant grab bag. We fill it with toys from a dollar store. Of course, we're going to get a few kids excited to bring buddies. So if we have 20 people attend, I'm going to say, just for the sake of this example, and you can write this down, it's fair to say we'll get at least, I'm saying, 8 buddies to come to this. Now, how many people are doing martial arts classes in your buddy event, in your movie night? When do you do it? You need to be doing that. Anytime you do a special event, you should always do a martial arts class within that event. And when do you do it? Do you do it when the kids are running at the end? Are the kids running around having fun, or are they doing a martial arts class? What do the parents see at the end of the event when they're coming to pick them up? If you did a fun class at the end, it doesn't have to be long. It can be literally 5 minutes. But if the parents see that there's discipline, structure, that you have at your school when they come in, the kids aren't climbing on the walls, they're not goofing around, do you think you have a better chance of signing them up if the parents think they're in a structured educational activity? Of course. So by tweaking this and having a class at the end, we now have a chance of signing them up. What are we doing with those parents while the class is going on? Hopefully you have an instructor or program director talking to them. This is what we're going to do. We're going to have that program director out in the lobby greeting the parents, talking to the parents, and letting them know that we have an opportunity for them to come back on Tuesday or Wednesday and earn a wipeout and break a board. Now, what if you're a one-man show? Wouldn't you be able to get a friend or a wife or a parent of a child to do it? Of course. So let's say that we get 8 friends to come back for the group intro, and we're going to offer them $100 to sign up the whole family. So we get 5 kids. They've got brothers and sisters. We're trying to get as many people signed up at once. It's easy enough to say we can sign up. Let's say we got 8 people. If we're signing up 3 people that day. So just to be conservative, I'm going to say 3 people sign up. That's $300 right there that we made just by that special event. Now, how much extra money did we spend on advertising to get them? That's important. This is where integrated sales makes it much easier and much more cost-effective to run your business. We paid no extra money to get those students. Now, so we're marking down here, we've got, let's say we 3 students, out of the 3 students, let's say 2 of them pay $200, $100 down, so we've got $200 there. One of them is going to pay in full. We offer one a pay in full discount. And just for the sake of math, let's say that's $1,000. So now we've got $500 plus $200 plus $1,000 plus our retention. So you can see where it's starting to add up a little. But also, we think about the integrated sales process with our new student package. Every time a student enrolls, we offer them the new student package, which is a sparring gear, a bag, a T-shirt, an extra pair of pants. So we're selling our new student package for, say, $150. We sell two new student packages, and that gives us another $300 of easy retail. We didn't have to stock the pro shop to do that. We didn't have to rotate the pro shop. We just took out a little piece of paper that showed everything they get in the new student package, and they said, yeah, let's get that too. They had their credit card out anyway. So now we've hit special event, we've hit retention, we've hit new students, we're hitting retail upgrades. Now we're going to call every student who referred a buddy, and we're going to thank them personally. And guess what we're going to do when we thank them? We're going to thank them for the referral. We're going to talk to them about the referral reward, and yes, referral reports are a whole other call as well. But we also do is offer them a special to upgrade into our Black Belt Club or our Master's Club. So we have X amount of people. We have 8 people. It's easy to think that we're going to get at least one upgrade out of that. Although there's 8 people who referred a friend, we're going to get one person who's going to be poised to upgrade if we're working our upgrade program right. Let's say we offer them $200 off of we charge $295 down for ours, so we're going to charge them $195, give them $100 off. So we've just made $195 in our upgrade. We also added retail because they bought our $345 package for our upgrade package, and that's $345. So now if you're doing this along here, we've got $500 for our special event. We've got a retention event. It was great for retention. And you can put it's hard to put a dollar number on that, but if those 30 kids there, each of them stays an extra month, and you've got to figure if they come and they have a great time and everybody's paying $100 a month times 30 kids who had a great time, that's $3,000 in retention. Okay, now you probably in those 30 kids you had one or two that are going to quit, so you can also put that number on there. You can say that look, this kid was up next month and he renewed because he had a great time at that movie night. Every time you do a special event like that and you do a great retention event, you're probably keeping a person one step closer to black belt. So you can add the money in there any which way you can, but trust me that money is added in there. So let's say we've got special event dollars of $500. We're just going to put a yes in retention. We've got $200 plus one pay in full of $1,000 for new students. That's $1,200. Plus our retail packages of $300 and $345, plus our upgrade down payment of $195, gives us for this one special event $2,540. How many people would love to make $2,540 at their next special event movie night? I know I would. It's a pretty darn magical when you do that. Let's do one more. I want to do a tournament because if you look at the website here, the teleseminar website, you're going to see a tournament sample online registration form. This is the event manager, the Member Solutions event manager, which if you don't have this, you've got to check it out. They have an awesome trial of this. And I'll kind of give you – I'm trying it out myself, and I'm learning a lot about it as I'm going. But I'm going to tell you what I understand about it is you guys can create any event and publish this to a website or to an email, and you don't need to actually have a web designer to do this. You give like one line of code, I think. You give it to your web designer once, and every time you change that form, it automatically changes. So you've got one thing you got to do on your website, and you're done. And Member Solutions handles the payment. You can do split payments. You have the ability to charge a little more for them if you're doing something where let's say you're doing a seminar that costs $1,000 and you could split it into 3 payments of $380, charge a little bit more. Very flexible with the way they can price it. You can ask custom questions. You can collect referrals, customer data. You can do early bird registrations. You can split a tournament by breaking, sparring, pattern, and that's what's on this example here. So if you click on that tournament sample online registration form, it's pretty slick. And I know this takes like minutes to set up. I'm not the expert on it. I'm loving it, but I know Kathy. I'm sure you can explain it more. I'm sure we'll have time. I'm almost done, so you can explain this form because this is a really cool tool, very inexpensive. And if you don't have this, I highly recommend you check it out and at least try it. But let's go through a tournament, and we're talking about an in-school tournament. We don't do external tournaments. I know there's some people who run huge tournaments, and they make thousands of dollars bringing people from all sorts of different schools. My example of a tournament, in-school tournament, is one where it's my school. It's an inter-school tournament. It's really designed to be a retention event, but also an income-generating event. So, again, I'm thinking about these two profit centers. So let's say I'm going to have $25 per attendee. We've got 100 students in this fictitious school. Of 100 students, I think it's safe to say we could get 30 people to attend. So 30 times the $25 for the registration. And my apologies if I'm doing my math wrong because I'm just not good at math. Is $750 just for the special event. Now, tournaments are tricky. You know, if you're doing a tournament and they're sparring at that tournament and a couple kids get really hurt, or, you know, we've all probably been to, I know I've been to many tournaments where I get to the tournament, I sit around for about an hour and a half, and then I compete for 2 minutes, and I everybody says I won except for the judges, and I'm leaving pissed. And that's just the way tournaments can be. So thinking about retention, using this model to really give retention a lot of thought is going to help. So we want to make sure we have it appropriately staffed. Instead of having sparring, what we do is we replace those events with some fun events, speed kicking events, breaking, style, musical forms. We do highest jump. So we've got all these different divisions where it's just fun. The kids aren't making contact, and we're making sure we're giving it like a participation ribbon. So we want to make it challenging, but we also want to make it fair, and we want to make sure it's fun. So we're hitting retention. And again, put whatever number you'd like in there. If you've got three people that are thinking about quitting, but they come to this retention event and they decide they're staying 1 month longer, you've just made at least $300 off of that one special event for your retention. Because the fact is, you weren't going to get that money next month. So I'm going to put that down here. I'm going to say we're making $300 because we just convinced three students who we knew were going to quit. And again, we target these kids. If we know a kid's going to quit, we sure are going to invite them to a fun event. Okay, and that's part of the retention profit center. Now, of the 30 people who attend, we do this thing where we have on the registration form, we have a brother and sister division. Brothers and sisters are free. Buddies are free. They can come compete in the courage division. And the courage division is a division where they learn their very first martial arts lesson, and then they compete, and they all win a prize. And then we collect their information. We ask them to come back to a group presentation. So let's say we get... we've got 30 attendees. We get 10 kids to come back, 10 kids, brothers and sisters, and we offer them the same thing, $100 to sign up today. And we're going to get at least four new students from that easily. So four new students is $400. Let's say nobody pays in full. We made $400. We sold a couple of retail packages. Let's say we sold two at $150 a piece. That's $300. So now we've hit special event, retention, new students, retail. We decided to get a T-shirt. Century Martial Arts sells these custom, you can get really quick, easy T-shirts with all the kids' names on them. Let's say we have all the kids attending. We put their names on the back. Tournament, Sandry's Martial Arts Tournament, 2008, with all the participants' names. Bet you a lot of participants are going to buy it. I'm going to guess that at least 20 of those people, or 20 of the people will buy a $15 T-shirt. That's $300. Now, upgrades. Everybody who wins first place gets a special certificate with their medal for a certain amount of money off. So that's, they win a cash prize, a $100 gift certificate off up any upgrade program. We follow up with them, and we ask them to come to a group upgrade class. So let's say we get five people that are coming to, or we get, we have more than that. We probably have 30 people attend. We probably have 15 people who are going to be up for that. 12 to 15 people won a first place, and we gave them the little award. So let's say if we get five upgrades from that, we get one pay in full, that equals $3,000, whatever, fill in whatever yours is. We get four people that sign up at $195 down, that's $780. So for that, if you add up $750 for the special event, $300 for the retention, new students of $400, if you include the retail package, and let's say we sold a couple of maybe two retail packages for our upgrade, because we're always, when they're signing that paperwork, we're always integrating in our new student or upgrade student package. We get them at $690. That's $990 plus $300. We're at about just over $6,000 for this in-school tournament. So we're having a pretty good day with this in-school tournament. Now, before I kind of open this up to questions, I want to emphasize again, hopefully y'all have had a light bulb go off, because I know the first time I heard this, a giant light bulb went off over my head. And if you use this thought process on everything you do, you are going to have a big jump in your success. There's no way you won't. Okay, now keep in mind, we did it off two special events. But this doesn't have to necessarily be off special events. It can be off of a retention event. So special, the reason we're saying it's off a special event is because we did a movie night. We did a tournament. So those things are income-generating special events. That was our key profit center. But we're taking every other, all four profit centers and integrating them. But there's no reason why your event can't be a free buddy day. That's a retention event. Or, I'm sorry, that's a new student event, technically. So our key profit center there is new students. So that's then our job is to find out, can we add retail upgrades, retention, and special event to that? So the thought process is to sit down and go, okay, if it's a buddy day, well, we're not making special event dollars, so we'll cross that out. That's going to be zero, but that's okay. Or maybe we figure out a creative way to sell next special event, pre-selling next special event, and we do make some special event dollars, but we're not making any money off that particular event. So that's the thought process. That's integrated sales. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that and learned something from it. I know it really changed our school. So what I'll do, Kathy, is if you want to talk a little bit about the event manager, I mean, I talked about it, what I know about it, but certainly, I'm still learning about it myself, so please, fill me in on that. And if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
The event manager is an online software that's very inexpensive to use that allows you to create all kinds of registration forms for any of your events. So if you're doing a tournament, you can actually put a link on your website that will go right to the event manager form for your tournament and allow people to register for their individual divisions, to acknowledge terms and conditions even, and to go ahead and complete a credit card transaction to pay for the tournament that runs through your Member Solutions billing account. You can also use it for other things. Some things that come to mind, some of our clients are using it for buddy days. You know how sometimes it's really difficult to get people to come in and sign an injury waiver, for example, for kids that don't go to your school? That's like always a challenge. So you can actually put that in the form and ask them to complete it online. So at least you have something via email that says they acknowledge, your terms and conditions or your hold harmless agreement. So you can use it for tournaments, for buddy days, for special events, for seminars. You could even use it for introductory courses. If you're doing like a 4 or 6 week course you offer online, why not just let them link right through and pay for it right there and register themselves? So that's what Event Manager does. And if you're listening on the web, you can see the links, or you can go to just membersolutions.com, click to the Event Manager if you want to do a free trial with it. Really cool.
Yeah, I'm like in love with it just from the little bit that I've seen of it. And this is I think it's like ridiculously cheap. It's $20 a month. After,
right.
And but you get two months of a free trial, and just try it for a month. I think it was 30 days, or I don't know what it was, but just try it. It's free. All you got to do is pay the credit card fee, which you're going to pay anyway, whether you take credit cards, if you take credit cards. But that's a really powerful tool. I mean, people pay a good amount of money to have that kind of a sophisticated system in their company, and we've got it for, that's huge.
Yeah, and just one more quick thing that people maybe don't know about it, too, is it allows you to email. And so if you're registering for a tournament, let's just say hypothetically, and you want to remind everybody something, everyone who's registered, let's say 2 days before, you want to email the whole group, you can sort it by division or however you've created your event manager form, or you can email the whole group and just remind them what time it starts, what to bring, things like that, or remind them, oh, testing's tomorrow. You've already paid your fee because you ran that through Event Manager, but remember to wear your full uniform, invite friends and family. So you can do that, or you can use it as a prospecting tool, too. If you have people come to bring a friend days, you can thank them for coming and continue to send them offers until they say, leave me alone or join. So it's got that built-in to it as well. That's right. That's right. Well, Mike, gosh, thank you so much for being with us today. I don't know if we want to ask for questions one more time in case anybody was a little shy before.
Sure. I mean, anybody also welcome to email me again. You can get in touch with me through my website, growyourdojo.com, or my email again is mbrooks@zkick.com.